The younger children are always allowed a court of appeal. If the older child abuses his or her authority, you should treat it as a grave offense. The younger children soon learn that to make an unfounded claim against the older child's discipline is to receive double discipline. The responsibility given to the older child is valuable training. It also lessens tension, since the older child is not left helpless in the presence of an unrestrained little brother or sister. In a home where only parents enforce obedience, siblings will never like each other, and older children will despise their little brothers and sisters. A practical arrangement is that when two kids are together, one should be in charge. Blessed Mother, have mercy. A number of times I have observed the difficult situation where one parent, usually the less sentimental father, is firm in training for obedience, but the other parent, usually the mother, gives in to sympathy and is slack to demand and expect instant obedience. During the day, while the father is away, the mother begs, nags, threatens, and after a while becomes sufficiently angry to impress upon the children the need to yield temporary compliance. The father comes home from work and is soon confronted with the rebellion and disobedience of his children. When he spanks the children, they wail cries of injustice. The emotionally weak mother so suffers from seeing her babies abused by this stranger invading their domain that, in front of the children, she steps in to challenge his judgments. The children soon learn how to play the mother's emotions against the father's justice. As the mother becomes more and more critical of the father and protective of the children become liars and learn to manipulate the contentious adults. The father sees that he is losing control and bears down harder on the children. The mother, attempting to provide a balance, becomes even slacker, and the gulf between them widens. Ties are broken, and the children suffer. One parent should never correct or question the other's judgment in the presence of the children. It is better for your child if you support an occasional injustice than to destroy the authority base by your open division. We see this manifested when a child who is being disciplined by the father begins to plead for his mother. When a child runs to the mother should take up the discipline as forcefully as the father would. If a father is attempting to make a child eat his oats and the child cries for his mother, then the mother should respond by spanking the child for whining for her and for not eating his oats. He will then be glad to be dealing only with the father. When we speak of administering a spanking in these circumstances, we are not advocating removing the child from the scene and make a big deal out of it. When the child has whined for his mother, she should go to him right where he sits in his high chair and give him one or two licks on his exposed ankles or legs while commanding, "Obey your father." You are not punishing the child. You are simply reinforcing your words and making clear your intentions to stick by your husband. You are training. We broke this tendency to selective subjection early. When one of us was spanking one of our children and they cried for the other parent would come over and contribute to the spanking. After two or three times of that, the child decided that one parent was enough. After a child has been spanked, he should not be allowed to flee to the other parent for sympathy. It is important that he find his solace in the one who did the spanking. When God chastens us, it is to draw us to Himself, not to cause us to turn to another. This is a profound issue to consider in your disciplining of children. Mother, if you think your husband is too forceful in his discipline, there is something you can do. While he is away, demand, expect, train for, and discipline the children to give you instant and complete obedience. When father comes home, the house will be peaceful and well ordered. The children will always obey their father, giving him no need to discipline them.